Yo, it's Wednesday, December 29th. Kind of got that holiday fog off. Ate some normal breakfast for once. And let me just say, Kyle, it feels good to be back in the studio. Ready for the bounce? Let's do it. Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If I said it once, no need to repeat. All right, we've been seeing all the pictures, all the Instagrams, all the Facebook, all the stuff about everyone's Christmas presents. Did you post anything about Christmas presents, Kyle?
I didn't.
Me neither.
Wait, no, I did. What am I going crazy? My post on Christmas, it was about the books that I got.
Oh, which, I did see that.
If you know, if like the people that really know me, that have known me for a long time, which is probably not a lot of people in automotive, will probably be like, you got excited about books?
Yeah.
What? You know, like record scratch. because honestly, for a lot of years, I mean, when I was growing up, I was an avid book reader. But then kind of like that waned for some reason. And I was in this habit where I would read the first 2 to 3 chapters of a book and just get bored with
it. Because good enough, like right?
Saying the same thing and blah, blah, blah. And just really over the last like 2 years, I've started to really dip more into books. And then over the last 6 months, really dove in. And I finished 2 books this weekend.
Dang.
Which is a really big deal for me.
Yeah, it is.
The Christmas weekend. And yeah, so I was excited about a few books that I got. I'm really excited about 2. One is The Lean Startup, which is just a big startup philosophy and growth philosophy that has been employed by large companies and startup companies. And then also a book on JavaScript and jQuery.
Oh, that sounds super nerdy.
Right?
It's like owning a boat, right? The best way to read that book is have a business partner that read that book. Just like having a boat, right? The best way to go out on a boat is have a friend that has a boat. It's the same principle here. Same principle applies. Well,
exactly.
In like manner, the best way to have a vinyl cutter is to have a business partner that has a vinyl cutter. And
No. It's to have a business partner whose daughter has a vinyl cutter.
I was going
to
get there. Am I right, Paul? I was going to get there. So we bought, and this is like a total ancillary find, right? It's like I wasn't. It was an incidental find. That's what they say in medicine, right? When one medication actually fixes another problem. Well, we got my 12-year-old daughter, Brooklyn, we bought her a Cricut, like, maker. It's this machine that can cut vinyl and fabric, and you can put markers in it, and it can draw all these really cool cards, and it does all types of stuff. And then all of a sudden it hit me. I'm like, oh, well, we can cut vinyl. You can cut the designs that, oh, right. So before you know it, I go to the store and I buy a roll of matte black, you know, removable vinyl, and I'm cutting original Troublemaker vinyls with my daughter. Like, we got to test it out, right? So let's cut all these. So now I have one on my computer. I'm showing Kyle. So, like, I'm super excited because you can make t-shirts with this too. So, like, this is it. This marks the beginning of the t-shirt manufacturing career process, whatever it is. Danielle and I have been talking about doing this for a long time, and now it's like
the beginning of the end.
It's obviously the size of a printer. Like, you just wait. You're just going to see them everywhere. So now, Kyle, de facto, right, you now also have a vinyl color, and I also have some JavaScript and jQuery knowledge. So there you go.
Bingo.
So
there we go.
Let's talk about a little news. John Madden, talk about an original troublemaker passing.
A real troublemaker. Yeah, actually, I can't remember who the quote was by, but just calling him a true Renaissance man.
Like, yes.
Someone that was always pushing the boundaries, right? And I didn't realize Madden Football actually came out in the mid-90s.
I had the first one.
I mean, I know that,
yeah.
But it hit me again where, like, wow, we've been through all this. I mean, that was when video gaming was, like, just kind of coming to the forefront.
Oh my gosh,
right?
We're talking like 8-bit. You could really right. hack like the bomb, the wide receiver bomb play. If you had the right combination, like if you had the 49ers and you had Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, you could literally just throw a touchdown on every play in that game if you just knew how to like just hack it just right. That you can't do that anymore.
No, you can't do that anymore. And so for him to kind of, like, you know, look back on his time with the Raiders and you know, it said Super Bowl 11. And then I thought, and then he was born in 36. Like, think of the things that he went through, right? The experiences that he went through.
Oh, my goodness.
Then to come through and be a guy that had revolutionized, you know, video gaming for so many people, and
just media, yeah, just the energy, man. Talk about a loss for the sport, and just a total legend. One of my best favorite, or probably most sticky John Madden memories is Thanksgiving Day. He would always commentate the Thanksgiving Day game. And I remember the Eagles were playing one day, and there was like the turkey that they would give the winning team at the end. And he's like, you know, doing his, like, what you got is a turkey leg right here. And this skin in this area. And he's like drawing it up. He's like marking up the turkey. Like, here's the play. You got to twist it. So then it breaks this little area. Like, that's quintessential John Madden.
Yeah, there's something like so core in me that when I hear that voice,
yep,
like you just get all of a sudden very sentimental.
Oh my gosh.
And you feel at home.
I could fall asleep easy.
Oh, it's perfect. Yeah. Easy. Well, so his passing, obviously the football community rallying around and mourning, but also celebrating the life of a man that pushed the boundaries in that industry and got outside of the football industry into media and everything. So
yeah, culture got into culture in a culture. Major, major way, you know? So speaking of culture, I want to talk about some serious issues moving into 2022. One of those issues is people. The automotive industry has traditionally said, like, hey, we're a people business. The people are what makes a difference in this industry. We couldn't agree more. It's one of the reasons we do this podcast. And Kyle, you saw a post from a dealer who decided to change some policy when it comes to actually having paternity leave. I'd never heard that before in automotive. Maybe it exists somewhere. But the premise of talking about this is, like, if we want the best people and we aren't able to compete on broad scale, if we want to bring people in from outside automotive, but we don't want to do things that are outside automotive, guess what? We're limiting the quality of people we can have into the industry. So what did you see?
Yeah, so shout out to Ashley Church. She was a Automotive News 40 Under 40 a couple years back. Is actually the general manager for a good friend of both of ours, Erica Tiffany, who's a sales manager at one of their stores. And they are instituting a paternal leave policy. So not just a maternal leave, but a paternal, meaning fathers, for those that are not at that not in that realm yet. But it's a real push. You know, I know that the Nelson stores that I used to work for, you know, Walzer, just to name a couple that have done similar things, that have said, hey, look, that's a valuable piece of being not just an attractional business for employees, but also just like good to our people, right? This is something valuable that we see that's in, and so, like, whether it's just a competitive advantage from an employment perspective, or just like caring, or a mixture of both for your people, it's something that we're seeing in a lot more of automotive. You know, there was another, and I go on automotive news a lot, and one of the top articles was Fred Anderson Toyota, a dealership that I don't know, but has instituted at the beginning of 2021 a 4-day work week for all their sales employees. So this is something that's happening more and more often in dealerships, in dealer groups, pushing the boundaries of, like, what does it look like to engage with our employees on, you know, the way that they work, the way that we engage with them, whether it be, you know, your contributions to 401ks or, you know, anything like that, that's really going, hey, we're seeing that we have to be competitive in the marketplace from an attractional model, care for our employees better, and really practice what we preach. There's so many things that you can do to press into that.
I can hear a lot of car people kind of rolling their eyes a little bit, or saying, like, oh man, this isn't our culture, this isn't our business. And if you're thinking that, or thinking in that way, I would, and we would both urge you to reconsider that thought and actually just check it at the door for a minute. Because in light of what we need to accomplish as an industry, in light of what we need, the type of talent we need in this industry, the type of technological savviness we need, modern retail mindset, in light of all that stuff, that we need marketers that aren't automotive marketers, but are coming into the industry from outside the industry, something we both feel very passionately about. We need to be competitive on culture. We need to be competitive on work environment and benefits and work-life balance. We need to be competitive on that, because if we're not, we're just going to be stuck.
I mean, here's the thing. It was announced earlier this week that the most visited website on the planet was TikTok this year.
Let's go.
Not Google, not TikTok.
Not by me, but.
Yeah, I don't even have a TikTok. We're like, we don't even have TikTok accounts.
Oh, hold but on. Hold on. Planet, right? I need to give a little funny story along the lines of that. So I'm on the phone with Apple support over the holidays because that's what everyone does, right? Kid gets a new device or you're moving devices around. We had an issue. So I'm on support. They couldn't fix it. They had to escalate me to a senior advisor. So I'm talking to this nice woman from Mississippi, Apple call center in the middle of nowhere, Mississippi. She's like, I don't know why they put it here. She's like, we got to drive an hour to get to like a Walmart. I was like, really? She's like, yeah, but they have an Apple call center. And she was super nice. She's telling me about her grandkids. And she's like, yeah. And then like the conversation keeps getting more interesting. She's like, yeah, I was like, it must be cool. You have grandma that works at Apple, right? She's like, yeah, you know, they do think until I can't fix something. They're like, grandma, you're supposed to work at Apple. You can't fix this. She goes, and then they also get mad at me because she goes, I have so many followers on TikTok. I was like, what? How many do you have? She's like, 90,000.
What?
She's like,
come on now.
She goes, I have 90,000 followers. She's like, yeah, we'll go out and people will stop me and say hi. And my kids who have TikTok, she's like, they've had it since it was Musical.ly and they only have like 300. I have 90,000. So TikTok flew her out for like a meet and greet. It's Miss
Shut up.
Miss Mississippi. I didn't check it out yet. MISS, then MISSISSIPPI. So yeah. So I'm sorry. I had to say that. So like, here's the grandmother Apple support tech, 90,000 followers on TikTok. I have to get with this.
Right. So when you think about like, what does the dealership of the future or really of today look like? It's just like what you were saying is those are the people that are engaging in the world. Like, we have to be attractional to that, to people that are making money on TikTok, to people that are, you know, pushing the boundaries, that are coming in from industries that maybe wouldn't have considered auto. And so whether it be your schedule or your benefits or the way that you care for your people or any of those things, it's a big deal to be paying attention to. Shoot. And I think especially with like things like the Great Resignation, things that that we've been talking about over the last 6 months. I mean, when Eric Tiffany said people is the new currency, she wasn't joking.
I think now that we're talking about it, TikTok might actually be a bigger part of your recruiting strategy than your sales strategy.
Hello.
Because it's always like, how do I sell cars from this? But really, what people do in your social media accounts when they're considering working there, they back into your social media accounts to see if they can get a feel for it. But TikTok has the real ability to be more attractional too, because like organic reach is so good if you make good content. But yeah, talking about it, increasing that, TikTok probably has a lot more to do with your recruiting strategy.
Yeah, I know a guy, listen to this. I know a salesperson in Cincinnati, Ohio, that he posts on TikTok. He told the story of a grandpa that's sitting next to their grandson watching car videos on TikTok, grabs a video of this Benz that this guy shoots. The grandpa calls him from like North Carolina. It's a very rare car, and he sells the car over the phone because of a TikTok video. Come on, if you don't think it's relevant to be in these spaces in some way, whether it be from a dealership perspective or from a personal perspective, like, let's go.
Oh my gosh. Well, look, if you're not thinking heading into 2022, the next couple of days we're going to talk about topics that try to gear us towards this new year. And I know it's just another month, it's just another quarter, it's just another week. But let's be honest, like there is a subconscious reset, or sometimes a very conscious reset, that gives you the opportunity to reposition yourself before running, right? We've got this little lull. So we're going to talk about stuff like this for the next few days, you know, and this is, I think, a great place to start. Culture, hiring, how are you going to make a better workplace in 2022, the place that's going to attract talent from outside the industry, you know, for one, attract the best talent from inside the industry. And then right behind that is attract the best talent from outside the industry. You're going to need both if you're going to be able to keep up in 2022, because the velocity of change is not going to change. It's actually going to speed up.
It is going to speed up.
If you weren't already tired. But hopefully, like the other areas, like hopefully COVID settles down, right? I mean, even with Omicron, it's very obvious. We have a lot better handle on how to deal with these things now.
Yeah.
A lot better handle. People are not freaking out. Right. People are just, we've gone into management mode. We know how to manage this now. Right. Yep. We know how to manage it. Just like when you have an industry injury and you keep playing, why? You learn how to manage the injury. How do you keep the inflammation down? How do you keep functioning? How do you keep thinking forward? You know, in automotive, we don't have the luxury of, you know, like I saw an article, I think it was the Wall Street Journal, where they were talking about, you know, these variants.
The Wall Street Journal, Paul?
I do read that, you know, like most sophisticated business people. But it was talking about return to work and, you know, and the different complexities of that. And I just remembered automotive, like we don't shut down.
Yeah. Right. There's no chance. There's no like, well, what are we going to do about this one? Well, we're going to go to work.
We're going to open the doors and we're going to figure it out. Right. So if you want to be in the best place to figure it out, we hope that you spend some time here with us every day. Hopefully just get some thoughts moving, thoughts grooving. It's Wednesday. Get out there. Care for somebody. Think about it a little bit more. We'll see you here tomorrow morning going to 2022.
Everywhere I go, the people really want to know who I is and who I be. They stop and stare when they see me. If I said it once, no need to repeat. Run up on me, watch you fall to your knees.